Those of us who had the good fortune to interview Bob Newhart over the years, we all say the same thing, a more down-to-earth, normal, unaffected, never-changing show business person you never meet.
Absolutely correct. Yet, with this biting, almost sarcastic sense of humor, this very, you know, low-key, covered in stammering the dialogue, but so clever and so funny at the same time. Bob passed away yesterday. His longtime publicist saying that it was complications from a series of short illnesses, 94 years old. But, man, what a legacy that he leads us. And what a story of how he got into this. He actually went to law school, got kicked out of law school, as he tells the story, because he wasn't good enough. He became an accountant and would moonlight at night doing comedy with a buddy of his. And some of those comedy bits that he did while he was just occasionally doing it, on the side, were recorded, sent to Warner Brothers Records, and that became the Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart album, which became the first comedy album to go to the number one spot, became the Grammy-winning album of the year in 1960, beating Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Harry Belafonte, the biggest singers of the day. This little comedy album came out of nowhere and just dominated. He also won Best New Artist that year. He still is the only non-musical artist to have won the Grammy Award for Best Album of the Year. Probably will always be that way. But, we know him best from his television shows, the Bob Newhart show that was set here in Chicago, with the very familiar opening where, he would get on the L. And, if anybody actually knows the geography of the city, would go in the wrong direction to wind up at on Sheridan Road, where the condos still are, that they shot the exteriors of the building where Bob Hartley was said to have lived. It was about 55 minutes away from where he actually set out to go because of the way that they shot it. He always joked about that. And then came back with the Vermont set, Newhart Show, which was just as funny and was on the air for about 8 years. He would do an occasional movie, probably most famously the Will Ferrell Christmas classic Elf. He did occasional TV shots, some dramatic, mostly comedy. Bob won his only Emmy Award, amazingly enough, for a guest appearance that he did on The Big Bang Theory, that wonderful Professor Proton character that was created for him there. But and did it on his own terms and did it in his own style. And the time that he was coming up in comedy, it's very popular to, my mother-in-law this, and, there was just certain kind of a certain style of comedians back in the late 50s and early 60s. Bob defied all that by doing his one-sided telephone conversations. His, he engaged you so much and brought you into the comedy bit that was slow and deliberate.
But smart.
But smart at the same time, exactly right. Over the years, I was so fortunate to get to know him and sit down and talk with him whenever he was in town. Occasionally, when I was in Los Angeles, we would get together. We did one. The last time I actually interviewed him was during the pandemic. He had just gotten vaccinated. And we did a Zoom chat. Here's a few little random thoughts from some of my interviews with the great Bob Newhart.
I went to law school here at Loyola for a year and a half. I flunked out. It's the best way to put it. I was trying to think of a nice way of putting it, but there's no other way. But that taught me a real respect for the word, for the specific word.
We were doing the pilot for Newhart, for the Bob Newhart show, and it was running a little over, and Lorenzo Music, one of the producers, asked me to if I could run some of my speeches together. So at that time I said, look, Lorenzo, I said, this stammer has gotten me a home in Beverly Hills. I'm not about to change it, so you better cut some words out. So, I always thank the Jesuits for the somewhat twisted way I have of looking at life, you know. So,
in what way?
They just teach you to question, just question everything, you know, which didn't make them too popular with some of the popes along the way.
Who makes Bob laugh?
Well, I'll tell you who I think, aside from my friend Brickles. I think Pryor is the most influential comedian for the past 50 years. He's incredible. I'm great at projects. I never quite finish them. They're always kind of half done.
Yeah.
But I'm great at that. I am probably the best in the world at the end of the day, I've accomplished absolutely nothing, and I'm exhausted.
I love that guy so much. He was so, so funny. A Grammy Award winner, an Emmy Award winner, a Peabody Award winner. He won the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. And I'm trying to remember now. Was it TV Land that dedicated a Bob Newhart statue that had it right in front of not the Wrigley Building, but the building where the Bob Newhart Show office was supposed to be on Michigan Avenue, I think 444 North Michigan. It was there for a while. Mm-hmm. And is it now at the end of Navy Pier? Is that where they moved it?
Yeah, he's sitting on a couch at Navy Pier.
Okay. All right. So you want to go and honor Bob, go on out there and sit in his lap or something. I don't know. Something he would enjoy doing. He survived by his four kids. He sure was great. Sure was a great guy.
Some years ago, he came back here to visit his old high school, St. Ignatius, and I got to hang out with him, do an interview with him. And then a few years ago, saw his show at the Chicago Theater. And he always, if you go back and listen to those routines, they hold up. And he was just always funny and always nice to everybody.
Yeah, and the style, you know, his pacing, his timing just was remarkable. It was actually at that Chicago Theater show that I talked with Jeff Garland after the show. We were backstage. Jeff Garland was like a giddy schoolgirl getting ready to meet Bob Newhart. He was so excited, but also talked about how the next generations of comedians worshipped Bob Newhart.
Talking to Bob Newhart, that's unbelievable. It's Bob Newhart. Years ago, I was having some trouble with my act and audiences, and I thought about quitting. And he said, if you're funny, you have a responsibility to perform, make people laugh. And I didn't quit because of that.
Yeah, Jeff Garlin, Conan O'Brien, Judd Apatow, the list is long of younger comedians, younger generation comedians, who are expressing their love and admiration for Bob Newhart all over social media today.
Yeah, everybody looked up to him, no question about it. We have a list of things to do this weekend from Dean. That'll be next. WGN. Time for Dean's recommendations for the weekend.
Well, let's start off with the most ironic movie ever to open in the Chicago area, less than a week after something like 10 tornadoes touched down in the Chicago area. We have a movie called Twisters that is opening in movie theaters this weekend. Very much like the Twister movie that came out 28 years ago. None of the same actors, completely different story, but this one kind of brings you into with a new generation, with new technology, both in the movie and also in the movie making. A group of weather enthusiasts and meteorologists are a bunch of storm chasers, and they go out you know, looking for some of the big tornadoes and twisters that are out there. The plot here really doesn't make that much of a difference, because if you're going to see this movie, you're going to see it for the spectacular visuals that it's going to provide to you. You go see Twisters, try to see it on as big a screen as you possibly can. That's how you're going to get the most out of this. It's it does an okay job of throwing in a few little personal subplots in the movie. It gives the movie a little bit of heart. But this one would definitely fall into the category of summer blockbuster popcorn movie. Just go and, you know, have a couple of hours of fun. I wound up giving that one a Dean's List B. If you're looking for some other things to do this weekend, there is so much music that is going on, starting off with the Pitchfork Music Festival, which is returning to Union Park this weekend. Alanis Morissette, the Black Pumas, Jamie XX, Grandmaster Flash, Carly Rae Jepsen, De La Soul, 40 bands and performers. It's going to be a perfect weekend to be outside. It's going on through the weekend, through Sunday. Soldier Field on Saturday, country star George Strait is going to be performing out in Tinley Park, Limp Bizkit, along with special guest Corey Feldman. That is Saturday night at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Salt Shed has got a busy weekend with its what they call their Sad Summer Fest, with the headliners The Main and May Day Parade. Sunday, The Rockers 311 and special guest AWOL Nation and Neon Trees. Out at River Edge Park in Aurora, Vanilla Ice is performing with Kid in Play and Tone Loc and more. It's a trip back to the 90s on Saturday night. Been telling you about the free show that Common is putting on in at Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park. It's the 20th anniversary of Millennium Park. And Common is going to be performing with the Grand Park Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, which should be quite spectacular. Let's see. We've got the Goodman Theater's new classic murder mystery, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, that's playing. Garrison Keillor is bringing his Prairie Home Companion back to the Chicago Theater on Sunday. It's the show's 50th anniversary. Some outdoor things going on include the Pilsen Neighborhood's annual Taco and Tamale Festival all weekend. Marist High School is putting on their Southside Summerfest with the Bodines performing. Columbia Fest going on at the campus at Northeastern Illinois University all weekend. Taste of Park Ridge is this weekend. It wouldn't be one of my weekend reports if I didn't have some big Greek food fest to tell you about. And maybe one of the biggest and best of them all is going on this weekend at St. Hadalabos Church, which is on Caldwell, just north of Tui, the Big Greek Food Fest. It's an amazing festival. I'll be out there at some point this weekend. But also tomorrow, the annual Roscoe Village Burger Fest is going to be going on. That's actually today, tomorrow, and Sunday, where you know, great burger places around the Chicago area serving up their fine foods. I'll be one of the judges of the competition this year tomorrow afternoon. So if I'm forced to sit at a table and do nothing but eat burgers most of the afternoon tomorrow, so be it.
Diet starts Monday.
I take the sacrifice for you, our listeners.
Your regret is that you only have but one life to give to your radio station.
Wear my elastic pants when I need them.
Talk to you Monday. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.